Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Yes, indeed. It is the Odd Couple. We are coming to you live from the Geico Fox Sports Radio studios. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on your car insurance. So visit geico.com for a free rate quote. At the bottom of the hour, Rob, we got a friend of the show. Haven't had him on in a while, but he's an NCAA and NBA draft specialist. Prospect specialist, if you want to call him that. Also, the owner of Sports Talk 2319, our friend Rashad Phillips.
You know it.
So that's at the bottom of the hour. Obviously, the NBA draft is tomorrow, so he'll get us up to speed on all of that. Also, Rob, after that segment, wrapping up the show is what?
Trash Talking Tuesday. Day. How about that?
That's right. You could trash anyone or anything in the world of sports. 877-99 on Fox.
You want to throw a curveball every so often. You can't always throw heat, Chris, at every single pitch. People catch up with
it. In your case, you can't always throw the changeup.
No, I'll be throwing heat.
Right. I just saw something. I got NBA TV on, Rob. The draft is, check this out. The draft is 34 days before the start of the season. Think about that.
Yeah, no, like there's no.
So, don't expect much from rookies, I guess, right? Right.
Yeah, it's everything is just mashugana. Right. It's just crazy. Right.
All right, so let's talk about Giannis Antetokounmpo. And the Milwaukee Bucks obviously doing everything in their power to keep him in Milwaukee. They're trying to win a championship as well. That's certainly what he's trying to do as, you know, one of the top three, four, five players in the league. And they made acquisitions late last night of Jrue Holiday, the versatile point guard from New Orleans.
Who's a good player. I like it.
He is a good player. You know what? He reminds me. He's not as good. Chauncey made, what, five all-star teams, I think, is a borderline Hall of Famer. But Robbie kind of reminds me of Chauncey Billups. Do you see any of that? I mean, high character,
right?
Solid leader. Not as good a leader as Chauncey.
Yeah, because Chauncey was a huge leader, and right. He took over that team, Chris, and people believed in him. You don't get a nickname, Mr. Big Shot, without having some confidence about you. You know what I mean? And Chauncey wasn't afraid to take the big shot. He made a lot of big shots for the Pistons. He changed that organization. He had bounced around, Chris.
He was
remember,
a bust.
Joe Dumars put together misfits and guys. Yep. Who, Michael
Ben
Jordan
Wallace.
Didn't want Rip Hamilton.
Yep.
Right?
Yep.
Ben Wallace wasn't drafted. Rasheed Wallace had been traded, bounced around a little
Portland,
bit.
Portland, Atlanta.
To Atlanta and then came to Detroit. And it all worked out. But you're right. A little bit about that. I agree with that.
A little bit. Not as good as Chauncey, but a little bit. And then they added Bogdan Bogdanovic from Sacramento, who's a nice player. He averaged about 15 points last year. He can shoot it. He can get it off the bounce. I think that those are good additions. Now, Rob, if Giannis struggles or gets, he's got to improve. I mean, when do you ever say if LeBron struggles or if KD struggles or if Kawhi struggles? You know what? Because they really don't. They get theirs, right? That's generally what the superstars do is they get theirs. But that's where Giannis has to improve. He's got to be able to deliver every night in the playoffs. But if he is having a bad night or whatever, you do now have three guys. You had Chris Middleton. Now you can go to Bogdanovich a bit and certainly go to Jrue Holiday. So I think it makes them better. But the big news is that there are rumblings. No, nothing official yet. But there are rumblings that Giannis is going to sign the five-year Supermax deal to stay in Milwaukee. Now, I'm going to say this, Rob.
Five years, $230 million.
Right. The other thing is this, and that may be the deal, because that's the max he can sign. Remember what LeBron did. LeBron signed, I believe, a three-year deal in Cleveland. He could have signed for 4 or 5 years, but he only signed up for three to keep his options open. That was his first run with the Cavs. And that was his first big deal there, I believe, after his rookie contract. So, I mean, that's something if Giannis wanted to say, look, I'll give him 3 years, right? You know, that would be fair. I'm going to give us 3 years to win it here. And if we don't, then, you know, I'll be looking to go elsewhere. But whatever the case, there's a lot of talk and signs that he's going to stay in Milwaukee, at least for the time being. What are your thoughts on that?
I'm good with it. You know, obviously, we're taking out him making a decision. Obviously, he's going to do whatever he wants to do that's best for him and his loved ones. But I'm just, right. I love the idea that he's going to give it a go in Milwaukee. That's who drafted him. It ain't just about pointing fingers and saying, well, I don't have any help or I don't have enough teammates, because part of the problem in the postseason has been Giannis, Chris.
No, there's no doubt. There's been no Giannis. And honestly, to your point, well, go ahead. I'll play off of it in a minute.
But so it ain't running and hiding. If you don't fix what you need to fix, Chris, no matter where you go, it might not work out.
Right.
That has to be fixed. A move, a mid-range jumper, whatever it is, something that they can depend on to get so that teams don't do what they've done in the playoffs. The regular season, he had back-to-back MVPs. He's as good as it gets. Last year was better than the year before, Chris. You know, but the regular season is different than the playoffs. We all know that's a different game. So I love it. I think this is the anti-LeBron league about trying to just, you know, I've always said this. If LeBron never left Cleveland, I'm not so sure we would be in this NBA. I've always said LeBron, you know, ruined the NBA. And it just opened people's eyes to the idea of maybe moving around. And then it wound up stinging LeBron for a number of years because Kevin Durant followed his lead and went to the team, you know what I mean? And LeBron probably would have had a chance, Chris, a couple times, right, to beat them.
That's a great point. Like, I mean, look, obviously so many things could happen. Your point is, I obviously don't agree with you that when you say LeBron ruined the NBA. But there's no doubt. I have no doubt. Obviously, we don't know for sure. But I believe with every fiber of my being that if LeBron did not go to Miami from Cleveland to join with Wade and Bosh, that all of this movement would not be taking place. And all of this desired movement, all of this, you know, finagling rosters by players. I don't think it would have ever entered Kevin Durant's mind.
I agree.
To Golden State.
I think he'd have stayed at OKC and grinded it out, Chris.
Right. That's what you did, right? And I'm not blaming LeBron. Look, I like player empowerment. I like players having the freedom to do what they want. LeBron, say what you want about him, Rob, but you know this. Other guys have ruined seasons. When Carmelo left Denver, he ruined his last season there. It was just a mess because, you know, he wasn't playing and there was all the speculation and this and that. LeBron played out his contract, never forced a trade, tried to win championships last year in Cleveland, last year in Miami. And then once you're free, like when you and I are free from our contract, we can go wherever we want.
Right.
So I'm fine with it, but you're right. Like, I don't think, let's keep it real. If Durant, I don't think he goes to Golden State. I don't think Harden, with 3 years left on your deal, is he pushing his way out of Houston? I'm not trying to put all this on LeBron, but, you know, like, it's just become a domino effect.
I agree. And it's not like, this is the only thing that I think. Players have moved around before, okay? So this is not free. LeBron didn't start free agency.
And let's keep it real. Kareem Abdul-Jabbar forced his way out of Milwaukee.
And don't forget, if it wasn't for the policy that spouses couldn't fly on the team plane in Orlando, Tim Duncan Grant right. Hill and Tracy McGrady right. might have all been together.
Right. Because Tracy free agents. And Grant were.
Exactly.
Grant just wasn't healthy. But yeah, that would have been, you're right. That would have been the okay. every bit the equivalent of Wade.
Right.
LeBron,
those would have been
Bosh.
Three
no
teams,
question.
Three franchises, Chris, that would have been ruined. And I'm talking about losing their star player. They all joined up to the Orlando Magic. And supposedly that
Detroit,
was the reason
Toronto,
that Tim.
And San Antonio, right.
Right. That Tim Duncan didn't want to go. It's because his wife couldn't fly with the team.
Right. No, right. And remember also, Jason Kidd, when he was in Jersey, almost went to San Antonio to play with Duncan. So guys have teamed up before. And, I mean, we talked about it, Barkley, Pippen, and Olajuwon in Houston.
Right.
So it's happened, but it's on, but this I think, is, the, this is on another level.
At 100%. This is totally, like those guys, I don't think they were going, well, you know, I think they wanted to play together or they were friendly. And at that time, Orlando, if I remember, Chris, they had all the cap room. You know what I mean? Like these guys right. were available. And it wasn't like, you know, they could sign all three and fit them. It was a unique situation.
Yeah, it's a different world. And what I was going to say when you mentioned something earlier about Giannis.
About him getting better?
Oh, yeah. About him recognizing that he's part of the problem, too, as great as he is. I love Harden. I've thought he should have won the MVP in 2015. I voted,
you voted for him
when
right.
Steph won it. Yeah. First ballot Hall of Fame, iconic. Same thing for Westbrook. But you know what? When you read that they don't think there's a path in Houston to win it, and you know, they just wondering, you know, is their window closing to win championships? Can you look in the mirror?
Right.
I mean, you got two first ballot Hall of Famers still in their prime. And you got a nice cast of role players. P.J. Tucker, Eric Gordon, Robert Covington, who they just traded for Trevor Ariza to Portland. You know, like, and I know they were small. They used to be bigger. They tried to go small. But my point is this, Rob. If I got two first ballot Hall of Famers and I got a nice group of role players and we can't
you
win
You got
it,
enough.
It's on us.
Right. I agree. This ain't no one and you got nobody else.
Right.
You got two stars, Hall of Famers, and you're looking elsewhere?
Right.
That's what we, but you've agreed with me on this. I think LeBron, when he left Cleveland the first time, sold himself short. I think he right. would have won, Chris, in Cleveland, and the right pieces would
have
happened.
Have said that.
And he would have matured, do you know what I mean? And learned how to fight through it. I do believe that.
But at least he didn't have another star. Like
no.
Westbrook's
just,
got
my,
Harden
no,
and Harden's got Westbrook. But yeah, you're right. We talked about that. And look, I think both of us feel like Houston ain't winning a championship with Harden and Westbrook. They're not. Okay? We get that. But that's Harden and Westbrook's fault. As great as they are, it's their fault. And like you said, it's not one superstar stuck somewhere with
right.
a bunch of role players, and he's got no help. It's there, and I could blame, if I blamed Houston, and I said this at the time, this is not second guessing, I never liked the Westbrook trade for Chris Paul because they were close with Chris Paul. I think Chris Paul just fits better with Harden, and whose fault was that Chris Paul wasn't happy? Him and Harden fell out, you know? So
right.
it's a unique situation that, as we said earlier, we're getting, you know, you're getting all types of conflicting reports that Houston's not in a rush, that the Nets think they got a deal in principle, or they do have a deal in principle, which, you know, seems a bit odd. But
it seems premature for me.
Yeah,
why I couldn't wrap my hands around it, because if he goes, I want to go to the Nets, and Houston buckles 36 hours later, Chris?
Right.
Really?
Absolutely.
And he has a 3-year contract?
Rafael Stone would be fired the next day.
Oh, that would be unbelievable.
All right. It sounds like James Harden might be stuck in Houston longer than he thought. We will get into that next. It's the Odd Couple, Chris and Rob, Fox Sports Radio.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Okay. Okay. Is this original?
I kind of put a mix of something that's already been out.
Okay. I like it, though. I like it. It's The Odd Couple, Chris and Rob, coming to you live from
this?
The Geico
Coffee Cake
Fox Sports
Sounds
Radio
like a...
studios. Is that?
It sounds like coffee cake. Like I could have all a right. cup of tea, a warm piece of coffee cake. And
tell me more.
Yeah, a little mellow groove. Mellow groove. I like that. Yes. Yes. All right, Rob. We're going to stick with James Harden for a few moments before we get at the bottom of the hour to Rashad Phillips, the NBA NCAA prospect specialist, who's going to join us to talk about the upcoming NBA draft. That's tomorrow. No buzz whatsoever, by the way, but we'll get
none.
We'll get
zero.
To that, right?
You're 100% right.
None.
I'm like,
none
is
at
it
all.
I've been asking myself the last couple, what day is it? Like, what day is the draft?
There are no stars in this draft. Well, there's three potential stars. Anthony Edwards from Georgia, LaMelo Ball, and the Weissman kid who might go to James
But even,
Weissman.
Even, what's the guy's name? Edwards, like people are like, he's good,
yeah,
right?
He's an athlete, incredible body, like built like a freaking linebacker.
Right.
And really athletic, but a bit raw, you know, got to work on his J. But he shot free throws well and mid-range well, so he'll probably improve his three. He could be good. I think he'll go first, by the way. Minnesota moves down, which they're trying. It's a possibility they trade down. But if they keep the pick for themselves, I think they take Anthony Edwards.
Why don't they want Melo Ball? Does he not fit in with what they're doing? Or they
Melo,
already
it's few things. He's a lot like D'Angelo Russell.
All right, we should probably wait. Let's wait because Rashad's coming.
He's a bit silly and immature.
That, right.
Yeah. But let's go to the Rockets. Let's stay with them. And Rob, and we kind of, Rob G read the tweet, or I think it was a tweet or quote from Tim McMahon at ESPN, that the Rockets aren't going to be bullied. And you know what I say? Good for them. James Harden and Russell Westbrook have 2, maybe 3 years left on their deal. Why in the world am I going to let either of them force me into a trade?
And here's the other thing, Chris. If you do have a problem with the owner, we had Rick Bucher on yesterday, right? And there's some issues about the president and his support for President Trump. And if there is some of that, and there could be, Chris, okay? There could be.
Right.
Don't hurt the team by making it public. I'm talking about the trade demands.
Right.
Come to me. Let's talk. I'll try to make a move so that everybody doesn't know I'm not desperate to get rid of you. Do you see what I'm saying?
To your point, I said this on the Herd earlier. I was talking with an executive today, and that's exactly what he said, right? He said whoever leaked it. Now, I think it was probably their agents.
Right.
That's how now. Was it perhaps somebody in the Rockets organization? Sure.
Nah, probably.
But it probably was an agent, right? And they did not do their clients or the Rockets any good.
Right.
Because to your point, now every team knows that these two won out and that you're in a terrible situation. So I'm lowballing you. I'm trying to fleece you. Whereas if you go to your point, if you just go to the organization quietly and say, look,
I just can't work here.
Right.
Like, this just doesn't.
Especially
you know,
if you say if it was because of the election and, you know, the vote and all that, then that who's going to argue with that? You know what I'm saying? Especially with all the, you know, Black Lives Matter and social justice and the bubble and all that. Who's going to argue with that in that organization? And then what that does, Rob, that allows the GM for the Rockets, Raphael Stone, if he comes to another team and says, look, we've been close, but we're thinking about, you know, going in another direction. We don't think we can win it, so we kind of want to rebuild. What would you give me for James? Now you're operating from a position of strength.
Absolutely.
Right?
And yes, big time. Because they just think maybe they, okay, you know what? Chris, it flamed out. They got rid of the coach, the GM. They're just going to rebuild.
Yep.
So it ain't like Harden doesn't want to play here. We're going in a different – we got a new GM. We got a new young coach, right? We're going to try to build up this thing again and then add a star too. You know what I mean? At the end when we're close. That's how you could play it. And other GMs would be like, okay, all right. So let me put together my best package. Because other teams are going to be vying for this, Chris. And I want, don't make a deal until you come back to me.
Right.
That's how, don't make a deal.
That's what they would say. Absolutely. And now they're giving you their low ball offers, you know. So I agree with you. I think you're right on the money. And whoever leaked it wasn't really thinking. I felt like, because remember, the reports came out about the Rockets shopping Westbrook, right? Or open to trade him. That's when the Knicks and the Clippers were named. I kind of thought, Rob, that Westbrook was just like, oh, really? Okay, so you don't want me? I'm going to beat you to the punch. And it was only after that that the reports came out about him wanting out. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So I think that this whole thing has been misplayed on both sides. And the Rockets can regain control of it if they say, look, you know, we get a great offer, yeah, we'll make it. But we're not just giving you away for nothing. Because there was a report that, I think it was in the Houston Chronicle, that Harden told them when he turned down their two-year $103 million extension offer, that he said, trade me to Brooklyn and just take the best offer you can get, even if it's not good enough. Like, first of all, I'm like, dude, I mean, there is a Rob. There's a level of, I am paying you, young man.
Yeah,
I'm serious.
I know you're a millionaire and all this, and you don't need money, but you work for me.
Yes.
I cut your check. It doesn't matter, Chris. I always say that to people. Like, these people who are, like, ultra rich, somebody's paying them.
Yep.
You're not independently wealthy. You're being paid by somebody.
Yep. And so the Rockets can regain control. But they got to have the guts, the chutzpah, to do it. All right. Speaking of chutzpah, our next guest is a great one. He's going to tell us, why do so many NBA teams seem to be down on LaMelo Ball? The Hoops guru, Rashad Phillips, has the answer next. But first,
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
He is the NCAA and NBA prospect guru, the owner of Sports Talk 2319. Our man, we ain't had him on in a while. I don't know what's going on.
He's
but
too big for us now.
Right. Is he getting big time on us now? Our brother Rashad Phillips. What's up, man?
What's up?
What's up, OGs? How y'all doing?
Yo, it is good to have
doing
you
great.
On, man.
How's we know the family? The y'all time. All right?
Yes.
Yeah, everything's great. Everything's great on my end. I'm glad to be back, guys. I've been trying to catch. I can't catch you guys. Y'all don't respond to my text no more. Y'all dick timing me now.
Oh, no. Stop it. Well, we know this is your time of year, man, to shine. And look, I was just telling Rob a few minutes ago, I think if Minnesota can't, you know, drop down, trade down in this draft, I think they're going to go with Anthony Edwards. I think Weissman goes third. And then I guess I hear Michael Jordan at three with Charlotte is enamored with LaMelo Ball, but not really anybody else in his organization is. What do you think of those three situations?
Yeah, if I'm Minnesota, I want LaMelo Ball.
Really?
Over Anthony. Yeah,
all right,
of course.
So tell
over
us.
Yeah. You know, we do this every year, Chris. We do this every
now,
year.
Now, you did like Trae Young better than Luka. I can't let you slide on that. So,
here you go.
And Trae is nice. Uh-oh. I like Trae.
I still, Trae is I nice. I still like Trae over that too. I still stand
really?
By that. Yeah,
I like Trae, but come on,
Luka's a better player. Come on now.
No, we're not gonna do that.
All right, let's go. Let's go.
All right, go ahead. Tell us about LaMelo. Why you want LaMelo?
So when I look at Minnesota, what they need is they need an economic boost. They need some flair. They need some excitement. And LaMelo Ball fits that. It's just like football, guys. Every year there's a superstar quarterback in the draft. There's a Joe Burrow. There's going to be a Trevor Lawrence. There's a Cam Newton. That's what LaMelo Ball is. When you
do him and Russell fit together, D'Angelo Russell?
Absolutely. Yes, when you got to look at the new NBA, Chris. The new NBA is about having two ball handlers, two guys that initiate offense. So D'Angelo Russell is not a point guard by trade. He really isn't. He's really an off guard, but he's a terrific passer that plays off guard. So you bring a guy like LaMelo Ball in, that takes D'Angelo off the ball, which allows him to come off pin downs and knock down shots. D'Angelo wants to put the ball in the basket. So in order for him to put the ball in the basket, you take him off the ball, allow him to play off of it, and let LaMelo use his flair.
If LaMelo isn't the first pick, mm-hmm. how shocked will you be?
I'll be very shocked.
And will it be because – will it be because of basketball or something else?
Well, there's talk not. He wasn't impressive in his interviews, you know.
Right, that's what I mean. Is it basketball or something else?
Yeah, I think that Minnesota, I mean, I don't know what they're doing in their war room, but I would be a little slighted because I feel like he is the most talented player in the draft and probably has the biggest upside. I mean, 6'6" point guards don't grow on trees, and this is not taking anything away from the other prospects like Anthony Edwards, who I think is a tremendous player, or James Wiseman. But I don't think LaMelo Ball, those type of players don't come around a lot. You know, you don't see those type of, like, Penny Hardaway-type guys, 6'6 point guards. Like, right. When the last time have we seen a 6'6 dynamic point guard? Like, I haven't. It's been a while. So
Black
I would be very
let me. I want one more question,
no,
and then you could.
Nice at Syracuse. Don't front.
Stop.
Who?
Chris.
Michael Carter Williams.
Oh.
He actually had a good rookie year,
Chris,
too, I think.
If they redid the draft, would Lonzo Ball be the second pick? If they redid the draft.
No.
Knowing what you know.
No. He wouldn't be the second pick. But LaMelo Ball and Lonzo Ball are two totally different style of players.
They always said LaMelo was going to be the best one
out of the three. Right.
LaMelo is just more offensively gifted than his brother. You know what I'm saying? Like, I mean, I got a younger brother. My younger brother is probably a better shooter than me, but I'm more dynamic than him. I mean, it happens with siblings. You know, I got two children. I got one daughter that's a gymnast. The other one's a basketball player. So that, I mean, when you have siblings, they don't have to necessarily be the same. And when this is the case with LaMelo and Lonzo. Lonzo is a great defensive point guard. He's a pass-first guy. He's a little kind of, you know, standoffish a little bit, where LaMelo kind of welcomes the light. He enjoys it. He has an aura about him. There's a magnetism about LaMelo Ball that I believe that you have to take a swing at this.
Rashad, overall, Rob and I were talking about this. Obviously, there's very little buzz about this draft. I've been told
pretty thin.
It's three potential stars, and we've named them Edwards, Wiseman, LaMelo Ball, and then everybody. Mm-hmm. A lot of depth as far as, you know, rotation guys, maybe fifth starters, stuff like that.
But stars.
Why is this? Do you agree with it? I'm about to make a statement. This is a weak draft. And why do you agree with that? And why? I mean, Colin Cowherd was talking earlier in the week about it's so many people playing basketball over the world. Why is this draft so weak? Like, we got players all over the place, and this is the best of the crop. Like, why is that?
I don't think this draft is weak at all, honestly. Like, I've been studying the draft this class for the last 364 days. I don't think it's a weak class at all. What I do think is that a lot of other players haven't been featured enough to understand the gravity of a lot of these other players. I mean, let's take a kid like Miles Powell from Seton Hall. This kid scored 2,252 points at Seton Hall and was the Big East Player of the Year. Like, nobody's talking about him.
Okay, but, so what's he going to be in the league? That's all nice,
bucket.
But what's he going to be in the league?
He's going to be a bucket. That's what he's going to be.
I mean, what does that mean? Is he going to start? He going to be a perennial starter in the league?
So when you look at the draft, if you're just trying to look at it, guys, is going to be superstars out of 60 picks, that's not fair to the rest of the kids. If you're just trying to pick superstars out of the draft.
No, starter. He's going to be a starter, perennial starter.
I don't know that. I'm not going to limit that kid. I'm not going to say that the Big East player of the year doesn't have an opportunity to start in the NBA. That's not fair to what he's accomplished. From what he's done thus far, I believe he's going to have a fair shot at the NBA. I don't know if he's going to be a starter or not, you know, but I do think that there's a lot of players that are really good. Daniel Okoro from Minnesota averaged 20 points and 11 rebounds and shot 36% from three at 6'10". You know, so I think there's a lot of kids in this draft that nobody, the casual watcher, doesn't really pay attention to, but it's extremely deep. I mean, I can go on for days.
I agree with you on that.
It's deep, but it's not superstar deep, but it's deep with talent.
And that's generally, though, how we measure drafts, stars.
All right, we got to get Rashard back on after the draft. I want to talk. Yeah. We should talk to him. We want to talk to him again after the draft.
Because he's feisty.
Because he's feisty today.
You're feisty, and we need more time with you, all right, buddy? Yes. We need more time.
We will get you on again, brother. Yes. You do it. Keep up the great work, man. Yep. We got to wrap, too.
Okay, yeah, we'll talk. I appreciate you guys all the time. Y'all know
all right.
that.
Thank you. All right, that's Rashard Phillips, owner of Sports Talk 2319. Check him out. All right, you know what time it is. Trash Talking Tuesday. Call up now, 877-99 on Fox Trash. Anyone, anything in the world of sports. The Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
It's The Odd Couple, Chris and Rob, coming to you live from the Geico Fox Sports Radio studios. And it is time for Trash Talk.
Don't you ever talk about me!
It's Trash Talking Tuesday.
It's your teeth, Reggie. I don't know whether to smile at you or kick a field goal, man.
All right, Chris, let's get it going. Let's start with Hector in Illinois. You're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. Who you trashing?
I'm trashing my Chicago Bears.
Me too. All right.
First off, I love you guys. The Bears are who we thought they were. Bad news. I need Pepto-Bismol and stool softener just to get through a game. Matt Nagy sucks more than fellatio. I hope his wife nags him every night about his decision-making. The Bears stink. Anyone talking trash about our defense needs to eat it. Our defense has been stretched thinner than dental dam. Just toss the whole O-line into Lake Michigan. Big bleep Nick, more like big stinking pile of bleep. I'm a Bears fan, and I hate myself because of it.
Man, good that's take. Flamethrower. And you know what, Chris? The Bears cost me $300 last night. Remember I was telling you? They cost me $300.
I ain't surprised.
Man.
Hello, guys. How are you?
You're on the Odd Couple. Yep. Who you trashing?
I am trashing the Seattle Seahawks and Russell Wilson, guys.
Wow. Okay.
All right. Reason being, Tennessee just got the new wagering system, so perfect segue. You say Chicago just lost you $300.
$300 on the parlay.
Absolutely. I'll piggyback on that. Russell Wilson actually has covered 80% of his games. So I put the house on him on the Bills as well as the Rams. And not only did he not cover, he lost flat outright. So will I bet on the Seahawks again? In the great words of Ron Parker, no way, no how.
No doubt. No doubt, my man in Memphis. Right. Thank you. How about Tony in Los Angeles? A guy, you're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. Tony, who you trashing?
Hey, what's up, OG Rob? Hey, Chris.
What's up, man?
I'm trashing the Houston Rockets whole organization. Tillman Fertitta, Dale Morey should be ashamed of themselves. You remember when they went over to China and they insulted the Chinese? They did that, and all they really should have did was they should have went over there as men and got their Chinese nickname. Let me explain to you. You become a man when you get your Chinese nickname. I got a best friend named Bo Kim who's Chinese. He said, Tony, before you get married, you need to come to my country and get your nickname. I said, okay, we hopped on the plane. I got off the plane. I met a girl named Sue. Sue said, what's your name? I said, Tony. She said, no longer Tony. Come to the club tonight. I'm going to give you a new name. I came to the club. You know what she whispered in my ear? She said, you're no longer Tony. Your name is Sum Dung Hang Low. And I became a man from there. They were chanting in the club, hang low, hang low, hang low. Mic drop.
we gonna just keep it PG.
Keep it going.
I'm a woman.
Here we go. Judith in D.C. Judith coming. She's here to trash on Trash Talking Tuesday.
Again?
Uh-oh. Trash Talking Tuesday.
You
just need me to correct you every time you decide to start your hating on the Pittsburgh Steelers. How the heck you going to pick a team that's 8-1 over a team that's 9-0? And by the way, the Baltimore Ravens did not just up the ball. We took it from them. We have been forcing takeaways. We have been tackling people. You know, it's called Pruitt. It's called Hayward. It's called Watt. It's called Dupree. It's called the boys on the ball. Defense, that's what we've been doing. And then we've been doing some offense. Oh, we so bad that you don't want to give us our 9-0 status. But we're playing bad because we so good. When we playing good, forget it, brother. I'm going to stop you from whipping on us when you have no reason.
Number one.
Very nice. Hey, Judith, real quick. Judith, did we drop her?
She's gone.
All right. I wanted to do the Trash Talking Tuesday again, Chris. That was great.
Judith is good, man.
She is very good, Judith.
She's
thank
you.
Leo,
you 2 weeks in
Leo's back. Leo, you got 30 seconds. Leo in New York, who are you trashing?
Okay, after Judith, I don't even know if I want to trash Rob Parker again, but this ranking, we need to lose it. I mean, we're missing 6 minutes. Where is 6 minutes? And we are here suffering through the ranking of Rob Parker? Come on now. I mean, I have a girlfriend. I want to propose to her, and my wish is, you know what? I hope she loves me half as much as Rob Parker loves his quarterback, Carson Wentz, Aaron Rodgers, and Lamar Jackson. I mean, what are they going to do for Rob Parker to just throw the towel in and give it up?
Wow. Leo's a big Chris guy. I don't think he lives in New York. He lives on Chris's block in Jersey. That's where he lives.
Hey, he's in Broussard's Brigade. Much love, Leo. Respect.
Leo, get off my radio.
It is the Odd Couple. Check us out tomorrow right here, Fox Sports Radio. And go to iTunes, Apple Podcasts, SoundCloud, and download the podcast. Peace.